We'll do a review in Likutei Sichas in Chelek Chav Gimel. That's volume 23, the third Sicha for the Parshas Baha'aloscha. In this Sicha, the Rebbe discusses the various conditions that is required for prophecy, as we find in the Rambam. In the Parsha, it talks about that Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest prophet more than anybody else. We also talk about other prophecies. So the Rebbe discusses here the conditions brought down in the Rambam for prophecy, comparing it with how the Gemara says in the Dorim, and then further how to reconcile this also with other Gemaras about what the requirement exactly for prophecy is. The Rebbe will explain there is part of a requirement is as a general introduction, preparing the person to be in general a vessel and a proper vehicle and for the prophecy. And some of it is part that we need to know that this is something which Hashem does, prophesizes the gives prophecy to a human being with these special qualifications. Let's see inside, we'll go step by step. Aleph. In the Rambam, Hilchos Yisoidei HaTorah, in the Rambam, in the laws of the foundations of the Torah, v'esretzich vegen inyan ha-nevuah, in which it discusses the concept of prophecy. So the Rambam writes, mi Yisoidei HaDas, this is from the basis of our religion, is later to know shehakel menabeis bnei ha'odom, that Hashem gives prophecy to the human beings. That's part of the Jewish religion. Zog the Rambam. So the Rambam says, ve'ein ha'nevuah cholo, prophecy does not rest elo. So the Rambam enumerates the following. First of all, al chochem godol bechochma. He needs to be somebody very smart in wisdom. Gibor b'midosav, strong in his character traits, his emotions, his midos. Velo yehe yitzrei mizgaber olav bedavar ba'olam, his inclination never overpowers him. No item in the world, he's always beats his Yetzer. Elohu mizgaber b'daitoi, but he, with his mind, he overpowers al Yitzrei Tomid, always on his Yetzer. V'hu baldeya rechova nechoyna admoiz, he is the master who has a very wide, proper view, understanding, very much. So, the Rambam seems to talk here about spiritual greatness, chacham in wisdom, intellect, and gibor, as opposed to not strong physically. A gibor, the Rambam says, is one who is strong in his character, straight to always do the right things, and never allow for the Yetzer Hara to beat him. After the Rambam gives this introduction, and the Noch is the Rambam Mefaredim Seder Funovis Hanhoge Bepoel V'chulu. And then the Rambam details the order, how the conduct of the prophecy, when the actually prophecy takes place. But this is the precondition on who prophecy can rest on. So now, we need to compare this to what the Gemara says. Fregon Meforshim. So the Meforshim ask, in Meseches Nedorim Zokt Rabbi Yochanan. In Meseches Nedorim, Rabbi Yochanan states, Ein HaKodesh Baruch Hu Mashre Shechinosei, that Hashem will not have his divine rest, Elo Al Gibor VeOshir. So first we talk about a Gibor over there. First, a Gibor, And then it says Ashir, somebody who is wealthy. And then it says V'chacham, also somebody who is wise. V'anof, and somebody who is humble. So we have, in addition to Gibber V'chacham, we also have Ashir V'anof in this statement of Rabbi Yochanan. And the Gemara says, V'kulam v'moshe. How do we know all these? Moshe had all this. Moshe was a Gibber. Moshe was strong, he was wealthy, he was wise, and he was humble. Kulam Moshe. V'yezvert dort abgilan from posuk yadn prat in the Gemara in the Dorim, every detail of Gibber, Asher, Chochma, Onov, it's learned from a posuk. Biz Onov until the last, the condition that it needs to be humbled, iksiv, as the posuk says, and which is in our parsha, Va'ish Moshe Onov Ma'oid. Moshe was very humble. So the Rebbe says, if you read the Pesukim and the statement of the Gemara, it seems to talk about literally physical strength. Was from them is Mashma from the Pesukim Raya. Because from this it appears, from the psukim that are brought as evidence that this needs to be by a Novi, what took place by Moshe, as Gibber and Oshir meant bepashtus, that when we talk about strong and wealthy, it means literally, Moshe Rabbeinu became very rich, psolucho, he got to keep the leftover from the luchas that he sampirin, but his body was strong, and assets that he was wealthy. So that's the understanding. So how come the Rambam translates that Gibber means Gibber b'midos, that he's in control, emotionally strong, versus simply it seems like with physically strong, just like wealthy means physical wealth over there, so it's all physical. And besides the fact that the Rambam teaches Gibber strong in his character, that he's strong in his emotional, not physically, the Rambam doesn't bring down the wealth at all, oich, and humility, oich farvos der mont nit der Rambam. Why doesn't he mention wealth, literally, and humility? So there's no mention in the Rambam. The Rambam just mentions Gibber, he makes it as emotionally strong. Chacham, he says, he explains, but Oshir and Onov, it doesn't even mention at all in the Rambam. How come? So the Kesef Mishnah is Masvir. So the Kesef Mishnah explains, as those was the Rambam zog is mitzad svara the nafshi kamar, that what he's saying over here, the qualifications that you need for nevua, it's his own idea that Rambam is saying. V'loy mahod the Rabbi Yenison, he is not really counting what Rabbi Yenison said in the Gemara Nedarim. I'm not sure. Over here it says Rabbi Yenison, and the Rebbe brings down that Cain who bekes a Mishnah, but Rabbi Yechanan. We quoted before Rabbi Yechanan, and over the Kes Mishnah Rabbi Yenison, so perhaps there's a question exactly who said it. But anyway, it's not the Gemara, but it's his own idea. So the quoting, the Rambam here wasn't quoting the Gemara. It was his own idea. So how come the Rambam says different on his own ideas from what the Gemara said? So the Kesef Mishnah explains on his Masvir, as the Tam was the Rambam brengt nit di protim hanal. What's the reason that the Rambam does not bring down the details of wealth and humility? Is val Rabbi Yenison b'mamorei, v'yechon b'mamorei, ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mashmi shchinosi. He in the Gemara, in the Dorim, when it says Hashem doesn't rest his Shechina, red wegen Hashros Shechina in an Eifen von Kvias, he talks about the permanent resting of the divine. V'der Rosh is Mefarish b'Nedarim, as the Rosh explains in the Nedarim, So there are more conditions that are necessary for the permanent set level of a Novi to always be a Novi. Underfar, Foderen sich die alle Tenoim. That's why you need all the conditions. You need to be an Oshir and you need to be a Gibber. I mean, you need an Oshir and an Onov in addition to the Chochem and the Gibber. But Aber Shaloi Bikvius, what the Rambam is talking about, not in a permanent way, just who could have an occasional Nevuah. Perhaps he can actually become a prophet. He can prophesy, even doesn't have all of them. Fun that the Gemara brings down in the Dorim from Rabbi Yonasan, Rabbi Yochanan. Gibber Oshir Chochem Ve'onov. That even though you don't have all of them that he mentions over there, he mentions four. Gibber Oshir Chochem Ve'onov. And the Rambam just mentions the Gibber and the Chacham, Gibber Memides, but Rabbeinu Lanocha Sochel Lefarish, and our master, the Rambam, over here, was not going here to interpret Elot Nai Hanovi Lihisnabis. He just gives the condition for him to be able to prophesy. He needs that minimally. He needs to be the Gibber and the Chacham that he mentions. Elot Nai Hanovi Lihisnabis, Vafilu Shloye Bekvius. Even though it's not a permanent, still, what must he meet? These two levels of Gibber and Chochem, Gibber in the emotions, and Chochem that the Rambam uses, that's a prerequisite, that's a requirement for any prophecy should be. That's how the Rambam reconciles the Gemara with what the Rambam says, that the Gemara requires four conditions, because that's talking about a permanent Navi. The Rambam is talking about anyone to have any sort of nevuah. Over there, two of them is sufficient, the Gibber and the Chochem. Der Tirutz is over l'chayre nidglatik. This answer seemingly is not smooth. Because noisef alzeh bosfli vizeh kumtois, in addition to the issue that we have, that if we should learn like the case of Mishnah, it turns out as the mindless gashmius, that the physical advantages of Gibber begufay v'asher kipshuta in the Gemara, as the Rebbe proved over there, Gibber mean physically. It's talking from the psukim. We see that everything in the Gemara is talking about literally on the physical level, not Gibber in midos as the Rambam side. So the necessity for being physically strong, but in the Oshir Kipshuta, and being physically wealthy, Zayne Negeya to Hashros Hashchina Bikvius, they are important to the permanent resting of the Shechina or the Nevius. Mervi the Milus Hamidus Kibur Bemedus of Kulu. So you need them more than the advantage of being strong emotionally, because in order to even have a temporary nevuah, you say that you need to be emotionally strong, Gibber b'midos. But then when it's coming to permanence, you need physical to be more. It would seem the other way around. V'lechayr is adrabe. It would seem on the contrary. The ruchni is the kemailas. The spiritual advantage, being a Gibber emotionally, that should be a greater cause and a reason to have the permanent resting of the Shekhinah, than wealth and strength physically, which the Rambam requires that, according to the Kesa Mishnah, that's required in the Gemara for permanent resting. So it's almost paradox that it should be the other way around, that the spiritual advantage should be for the permanence, and for the temporary, you should the physical strength and should be the wealth, the spiritual strength, the wealth should be needed for a permanent kviyas, and physical strength and ashira should be enough for the temporary that the Rambam is talking about. So besides that, the Rebbe says that we need to understand. Iskasha, it still is difficult to understand. Farvozol the Rambam reid nor veng hashros hashkinas hanavuos lebikviyas. Why would the Rambam be talking about only about the divine prophecy resting in a non-permanent way, as the Kesem Mishnah explains, and not about the conditions that are necessary for resting the divine on a set on a regular basis? Why would the Rambam only address, if that's what the Rambam means, why would he only talk about how to get the temporary resting of the Shekhinah instead of the permanent? What was the condition of Moshe, Yishai, Yirmiyo? That was a continuous, a kviyazdika. Hanavim ha-mfaroshim b'toyra, that was the Nevim that are articulated in the Torah. So why would the Rambam not be talking about their requirements and talking about temporary requirements? Oich, further, is l'chayra mera negeya. Besides the fact that this is what really is in the Torah, talks about these permanent prophets, but that is also meta negeitzum avarzan amotzav kavua. It's more important to explain a permanent situation v'imavarzuzayin on ein molikezach than to explain a one-time thing or the bechlal amatzavaroi or the a temporary situation. Why would we explain a temporary situation? Why would the Rambam be talking about it? But the Rebbe says, in addition to Oid V'Iker, from Pashtus Loshna Rambam in der Halacha, from the simple language of the Rambam in this Halacha, Un Ha'alochas Behemshech Tzuir, and the Halachas that follow this Halacha, is Mashma, it appears as a Ret Aleph, Ve'n Hashros HaShchinah B'Kviyus. He is talking about the permanent rest of the Shekhinah, Ve'n Anovi Kavua, about a set Navi, and also based the halachas wegen alle suge neviim. Is not, he's talking about the laws about all categories of neviim, not just a one particular category. So therefore, the answer of the Kesem Mishnah doesn't really fit in into the simple context of the Rambam. So we need to still understand, why is it that the Rambam A translates Giber in a metaphorical sense, a Giber b'midos, versus the Gemara, which says that the Navi needs to be literally strong, as understood from the proofs. And besides the fact, in the Rambam he admits thinking about the Oshir also being wealthy, and about honor, about humility, which the Gemara brings down as a requirement, and the Rambam does not bring that down. Base. The Rebbe brings that some Mefarshim answer just the opposite. Base. Seine dumme Mefarshim was verändert und verkehrt, that answer the other way around. The Rambam held, the Rambam's view is, he holds, as the halacha bleibt nit wie Rabbi Yochanan, that the law does not remain as Rabbi Yochanan, that you need all of these requirements. But the halacha is not like Rabbi Yochanan. Un as giber un oshir b'muvonum ha-poshut, and to be a giber, strong physically and wealthy in their literal understood way, zayne nit mukhrach zu hashros hashchina, are not necessary to have the divine resting on you, the nevuah. V'horayah, the proof to that is zvishin the nevi'im, amongst the prophets, zayne given azelcha, there were such, v'zayne nit given kein giboidim, oder ashirim, they were not strong, and they weren't wealthy. umvisis muchach oichin shas, and as we have the evidence also in the Gemara, as es ken zayin hashroes hashchina oich evdem was is nitkin asher. So besides the fact was that the Nevi'im, some of them weren't wealthy, but in the Gemara it's evident that doesn't need to have hashroes hashchina to be wealthy, even somebody who's not wealthy. The Gemara bring the kama mekoyves them sipur. The Gemara brings down in many places the story, as es is arois abaskel min hashamayim, that a voice came out from the heavens and had gizokt and stated, yesh kan echod sheroyu shetishra olav shchina k'moshe rabenu. There here amongst us is somebody fit that the shchina should rest on him just like he did on Moshe Rabenu. But the generation is not worthy of this. Who is this person? They were wondering. They heard this voice. The Chachomim put their eyes on the elder Hillel, that he is the one that is meant that the Shechinah should rest on him. Because Hillel is kiyedua given a great ceremony. As it's known, Hillel was very poor. So you see that even on a poor person, you can rest the Shechinah. As bleibt aber die Scheile b'negeya dem, was es brengt nicht onop. But the question still remains, why the Rambam does not bring the requirement of onop, of humility? Was adarab. On the contrary, for this, for them, sipur hanal, from the above story in Gemara b'negeya zu Hillel Azokin, as it relates to the elder Hillel, is mashma, it appears that those was at his given the roi shatish role of shchina, the fact that he was fit that the divine should rest on him, is given be ikar to leave zayin anivus. That was mainly because he was a humble person, Hillel. The Gemara firtois, as the Gemara concludes over there, ukshemes omru olav, when Hillel died, they say the baram chulu. Hey, on of Chulu, he was humble. So you see, it was the humility, what was the reason for the Shekhinah, deserving that the Shekhinah to rest on him. So, why does the Rambam omit this detail of humility? So it also appears in our portion, as those was the posik zokt v'ha'ish Moshe onov ma'id mekol ha'odom ashal pnei ha'adoma. Why is the posik telling us that Moshe was the man who was most humble from all humans that are on the face of the earth? Is ke'ein ha'gadoma. This is like an introduction to them v'sashteid lach nochdem, to that which follows that introduction, that Moshe was the most humble of person. And that's why the posik says, lochein avdi Moshe, but my Moshe is not so like the other prophets. The whole base in Neman, who pel pad aberboy. I speak to him, he's trustworthy in all my home. Speak mouth to mouth with him. He sees, it's not through riddles, and he is able to actually see the picture of Hashem. Who the Eibishter is mafli, mylus, and abuf, Moshe Rabbein, in which the Eibishter speaks greatly about the prophecy of Moshe Rabbeinu, seems that it follows the introduction that Moshe Rabbeinu was humble. So why would the Rambam not mention the idea of humility over here? So Meila, the Rambam doesn't think that you need to be a giver or you need to be an oshir, because he has evidence that the Nevi'im were not Gibarim and Ashirim, or Hillel was fit to be a Navi. But why not bring down also on the Anivus Gibel? The Pashtus, Volkman Giket van Enferen, simply we could have answered as the Tanai von Nonov, that this condition of being humble is Nichlal, that's included in them was the Rambam Zocht. When the Rambam already says, Giber b'midos of strong in his character traits, v'lo yehe yitzvah mizgaber olav b'dover b'olam chulu, that his yetzer never overpowers him in anything of his life, v'os Oichanove is from the Milas Hamidas. Humility is also the advantage of the Midas. That is part of great strongness Midas. Okame Kane. And likewise, we said before, the strength, physical strength, Okame Kane, as the Rinya from Giber Bekoyach, push it physically, not just Midas, but also strong, as it's evident from the Gemara. Bring the Rambam, Behemshech Dvorov, the Rambam brings it down in the continuation of his words. Adam Shehumemule B'chol Amides Ha'elu, one who is full with this emotion, Sholim Begufe, complete in body, meaning giver, meaning strong. So maybe it is included Anova here, and it also has the Giber B'koyach. Aber Aleph Afila Eimezol Zogun. Even if one should say, as mitsholim begufei do, main the Rambam eich brius, ushlemes aguf kipshutei, that when the Rambam says whole and body, the Rambam actually means health and bodily wholesomeness, literally, is dos noch nid der matzav and gibber, it still doesn't make him into a gibber. Becholifen, but either way, it did move on, it's still not understood. So why would the Rambam just include this? Even if it does mean actually a Giber, why would he be including it and hinting it in the continuation of his words? Why does he not say it very clearly in the beginning of his words? As a condition for Nevu. Why doesn't he say just straight out? It needs to be a Giber B'Koyach. Same problem we also have. You want to include it in the Midos since the Gemara Onov stands as a independent aspect, one of the qualifications of the Navi that Rabbi Yehoshua, Rabbi Yehoshua brings down. Favosis does the Rambam need the Father Difne Atzmei. So how come the Rambam doesn't detail it on its own and just leaves it part of the Giber Mimidoiso? So we still need to explain it. In Ois Dalet, the Gemara, the Rebbe will bring down and compare the Gemara in Nedorim to the Gemara that's also brought down in Shabbos and show the differences between there and here, and then explain also, based on that, the difference between the Rambam and the Gemaras. So the Rebbe in Ois Dalet introduces the other Gemara in Shabbos, which changes a little bit from the Gemara in the Dorim, Dalet. The Gemara Hanal Vertich Gebrachti Meseches Shabbos. The above Gemara is also brought down in Tractate Shabbos. Und dort wird gesagt, over there it is said, Ein Hashchina Shoira, the Shchina doesn't rest, Elo Al Chocham Gibeir. First it says the Chochem, then it says Giber, then it says Ve'oshir, and it says Balkoima. So Balkoima is not mentioned in the Dorim, and Onov is not mentioned in Shabbos. That men verstehen wie the Lecha Mishnah fragt. So we need to understand, as asked by the Lecha Mishnah, those was the Gemara is Moisiv Balkoima. That the Gemara adds Bal Koimo over there in Shabbos is Yesh Loimar, we can say Ados is Farbundun mit Obteich und on Obteich von Giber. That is associated, the Giber, part of being a Giber is also translated as a tall person. And the reason why we have to specify it over there in the Gemara in Shabbos is Yesh Loimar was is negei b'miyuchad dort in the sugi in Shabbos, which is something which is specially connected in that discussion in the Gemara in Shabbos. By les retzich wegen goivhon shel levim, over there it discusses the height, how tall the levim were. So specifically, he says the Baal Koima. It says ober shver, but it's still difficult. Aleph Farvos is the Gemara dort mashmit onov. Why does the Gemara in Shabbos omit, leave out onov humility, which is brought down in the Gemara in Nedorim? Unbeis, and number two, is meshane dem seder legabevi Nedorim. It also changes the order, the way it appears in Nedorim. Over there, it's Giber Oshir Chochom. First Giber, then Oshir Chochom. But over there, it starts with Chochom. Onevidik mit Chochom Giber. And then it talks about the Oshir. No Chashinu Haloshin in the Gemara in Shabbos. No Chashinu Haloshin. An additional change of language. Zwischen die zwei Suges, between these two Gemaras in the Dorim and in Shabbos. In the Dorim state, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashre Shechinos, Hashem will not make His present rest. And in Shabbos says, Ein HaShechina Shoyra, that the Shechina does not rest. Chulu. What's the explanation? Yesh Loimer HaBiyur B'Kolzeh, hey, so we can say, what is the explanation in all this? So, the Rebbe brings down from the Rambam to teaches us that it's something that a person needs to know, that Hashem makes a prophet, and also to know some of the details of how the prophet becomes. Yishleim Rabbi B'chose. By Magdir Zayin Dem Inyan HaNevuah, when the Rambam defines the idea of prophecy, Zog the Rambam in the Yud Gimel Ikrim Shaloi, in the 13 principles of the Rambam, he says, V'hu sheyeda Odom, and that is that the person should know Shezem min ha'odom, that in the category of humans, Yemotze bohem, it will be found amongst them Bali tivim mimidois meulois meoid, some natural people that own naturally such character traits which are very elevated, meulos meoid, ushlemus gedoyla, and big, wholesome. Benish fashoy seyem, benafshi seyem nechoynes, and their souls are prepared. Ad sheheim mekablim tzura sasechel achar, to the extent that they that they can receive a different kind, a shape of intellect that comes to them. The Rebbe in the Hanot says it's better the Girsa after it becomes Tzura Sasechel, the Achar came, seems to flow better. And later than that, after this, Yidbak Oisoi Hasechel Ho'anushi. So that human intellect that the people who are at this great level receive, they cleave B'seichel HaPoyel V'netzal Mimenu Olov, in the intellect that works and separated from him, from Hashem on him, Atzilus Nichbat, a honorable separation that's separated from Hashem onto the Adam who has this milus. Those are the prophets, and that is the prophecy. That seichel hapoyel that connects to the seichel anushi from the prophet, those are the nevim, and that's the prophecy. So that's what the Rambam writes in the 13 principles about prophecy. And so it also appears from the words of the Rambam in Halacha, in his Sefer Hayat. For the Rambam zok, the Rambam says, "Mi yisoidei hadas," some of the basis of the religion of our beliefs is Leida Shokel Menabez Bnei Hodom, to know that Hashem prophesizes human beings. Unizglaich Mamshich, and immediately he continues, Begin the Protim Utnai Hanivua, about the details and the conditions of prophecy. And he says, V'ein Hanivua Cholo Chulu, the prophecy cannot rest, etc. Who gets to be a prophet? What kind of special conditions need to be met by the person to become a prophet and prophecy? Un euch wegen die Protim, and also he continues the details, wie der Novi kommt zu Linevua, how the Novi comes to prophecy, und darke hanevua, and the pathway of Linevua, wer is mamshich in der Halacha, when he goes, continues in that aloche, that Odom Chuluk Sheikornes Lepardus Chulu, in the ways of the Nevuah, how it takes place, that a person, when he enters into the Pardus, the orchard, to the secrets of Torah, etc., Umbegin dem Oifun HaNevuah Bepoyel, and also about how prophecy in actuality, so the preparation, who he needs to be, and how you reach to Nevuah, the ways of Nevuah, and how the Nevuah takes place. So the Rambam gives us a detailed of all of these specifics, because their meinter nitztam zu mitair sein. What the Rambam means with this is not just to describe umedi sein de protim, and to let us know the details of Eifanim and the ways, and say that HaNevuah, how the order of prophecy is. Nor er bringt se als in yonim, he brings them as matters, vazeir yediyah leida, to know them, to know these matter, these detail, is leida is mi seida hadas. That becomes the basis of the religion, is to know these details. Which means, it's not just to know that Hashem make someone a prophet, but also to know basis of the religion, how the prophecy works. Mi yisoid hadas, the basis of the religion is nit nor zu wissen, is not just to know as is do that inyan hanevuah, that there exists the idea of prophecy, vos ischal, which rests shoyda bnei odom, which rests on human beings, which is Gilo Soida Alavodov Hanavi in Bechlau. Hashem revealed his secrets to his servant, the prophets, in general. Just to note in a general way that Hashem reveals his secrets to prophets. Just generally to know that concept. But also, not euch, the idea in em oifun und geder hanavua, but also the knowledge, part of the religion is to know in the ways and the definition of prophecy. Ados is farbundun mit seichel v'das hanovi. This is associated with the intellect and the knowledge of the prophet. Umvert aufgenommen, and it is received bedaitoi in his mind. Bide Rambam is mamshich benegeye zu nevi'im bechlal. As the Rambam continues, as it relates to Nevi'im, prophets in general, v'kulam kishem misnabim, and all of the prophets, when they prophesize, evreihem mizdazin, their limbs shiver, v'koyach haguf koshel, and the power of the body stumbles, v'eshtei niseihem mizstarfis, and their faculties become confused, so that the mind remains free to understand what it sees, gets rid of all other faculties just to accept the mind, to accept that vision and to understand what it sees, to accept it in Das. Umvibald, and since as nevuah is a gilui, was vert misachet mit der mitzias das hanovi. Prophecy is a revelation that unites with the entity, with the mind of the prophet. Biz as yehofich li ish acher, he turns into a different person. V'yovin bedaitoi, and he will understand in his mind. She'enoi k'moy shehoya, he wasn't, his mind is not as it was. Elo shenis ala al mailos shar b'nei odom ha'chachomim, but he has been elevated on top of the elevation of the other people who are wise. That becomes part of the Navi's mind, the Das. It unites with him. The Riber Zainin in der Yediya. And that's why when we know Leida, Euch Negeya de Darke HaNevua, it's also important. And the ways of prophecy by Ifum with the Rambam is Mamshech Umayrich, as the Rambam continues and prolongs, Kshi Kones Lepardis. And we need to know, explaining how does it work, the prophecy, the ways, the Darka Nevua. And he explains that Kshi Kones Lepardis, when you enter into the orchard, the Yimshach Be'oisom Ha'inyonim Ha'gedoilim, and he extensively is involved in those matters, the big and distant. And he'll have a prepared mind to understand and grasp. And he keeps on going and becoming holier, sanctifies himself. And he separates himself from the path of the general, as the people ha'hilchim b'machshakei hazman, who go and follow the darkness of the time. V'hoylechu mezaris atzmoi, but he keeps on going and he keeps on encouraging himself. U'melameid nafshe, and he teaches himself shaloi tiyeloi machshove klal. He should have no thought be'echav midvarim betelim, from any of the words of vanity, any vanity matters, dvarim betelim. He has no thought for that. B'loy mahav lehazman, and not from the vanities of the time, v'tach b'loysov, and all kinds of tricks, elo daito p'nuyo tomit. But his mind is always free, lemaila, to be above, kishura tachas kisei lahavin. All this is languages of understanding, the das, the mind, to be tied under the throne to understand. Ba'oison hatzoidus hakadushus hatoidus, in those holy, pure shapes, umistakil b'chochmosei shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu kula, and he gazes at the wisdom of Hashem, all of it, Mitzura Rishoino, from the first shape, the highest levels, Atabur Ha'oretz, until the belly button of the earth, meaning in the lowest, into the earth, V'yodeya Mehen Godli, and he knows by looking into these, from the highest to the lowest, the greatness of Hashem. Undamot, after all this, the Rambam says, Miyad, Ruach HaKodesh Shoyde Olof. Immediately, the holy Ruach, the spirit of Kedusha, rests upon him. Thus, alles is Negeya Unatel von dem Yisoyde Hadas Leida. This all that described by the Rambam is part of the foundation of the religion. We need to know all this. So based on this, that we're saying that you need to know more than just a Navi prophesies, can tell you some secrets that has from Hashem, but the way the Navi reaches through his mind, freeing himself from everything else and grasping this revelation of holiness and gets the Ruach HaKodesh. So Vav Apizeh Zayna Muvan Ditnoye HaNevuah. So now we can understand the condition for prophecy. Und was der Rambam rechen darf gedit neuem was bringt. And the fact that the Rambam just counts these conditions that he does bring down. Und nicht die andere Inyonim shebe Gemara, doesn't bring down the other matters that the Gemara says. He doesn't bring down Gibor, which a physical Gvura we're talking about, that's what the Gemara talks about. Oshir, it doesn't mention, need to be wealthy. Rambam doesn't bring that down, which means physical, and honor and humility. So the Rebbe explains, the Rambam is nicht äußern zu reden wegen alle Tenoyim, or seine Neutig zu Ashros an Nebua. The Rambam is not intending to discuss all conditions that are necessary to get the resting of prophecy. Nor blois wegen divos mendarf, only those parts that you need leida to know, those that you need to know, als yisoid hadas, because they are the basis of our religion. Und das is, what are the principles that one needs to know as a basis of the religion? Is as ein hanevua cholo elo al chochom godol bechochma, that the prophecy does not rest but on a great sage, a great chochom in wisdom, and giber mimidoysef, as somebody who is strong in his character, v'lo yiyeh yitzre misgaber olov elohu misgaber b'daitel yitzre, and his yitzre should not overpower him, but him with his mind always powers the Yetzer. Baldaya Rechovat Moed has a very wide mind. That it's necessary to know this. Why? Porum dos zainen in yonim in etzem geder hanivua. These are matters in the essence of the definition of prophecy. Which add understanding the basis and the principle of nevuah. The havonas hayisoid for nevuah that adds in understanding the basis of nevuah. Adosis in an oifun was spoiled in das odom. It's in such a way that it impacts the mind of the person. B'meile, therefore, is negeya der matzev fun das utchunas odom. That's why the condition of the mind and the characteristic of the person, it's important when the nevua is of imchal, when the nevua rests on him. Mashenkin da adrin yonim, as opposed to the other details, gibir oshir v'onov. The strength, physical, wealth, physical, on of humility, Zainen Blois to Noyim, they are merely conditioned was the Novi Darv Hobun Oifashros Hanavu Milamailo. The Novi requires to have them so that it rests from above. He needs those qualities so Navu can rest of him. But the Zainen Obenit Kin Chelek von Etzem Inyan Hanavu. They are, however, not a part of the essence of the idea of prophecy. Ubemela, and therefore, nit negeya in them leida for them yisoid hadas. It's not important. Then, it does not connect to know about this basis of religion inyan hanavua, which is the prophecy. We only need to know those conditions that the Navi is in order to accept the Navu, which is part of his prophecy, but the fact that to merit and from above to get the other conditions, that's not something that we need to know. The Rebbe explains, Gvuro Nashiris, strength and wealth, bringing Arois the Shlemus Agashmis Shalodo. They express, they bring out the physical wholesomeness of the person. That is needed as a condition for the Hashros Hashchino needs to be a physically a wholesome person. And the reason for humility is negeya. That is important. That's important to remove something that may prevent the resting of the divine. Because any person who has arrogance of spirit, then Hashem says, I and he cannot live together in the world. That arrogance is as if denying the main, Hashem's existence. So you need the wealth and strength, wholesomeness in the physical capacity, and enough to remove any negative that would prevent and block God's resting. Zayin, v'alpizeh yesh levayir, oich demchiluk, according to this, we can also explain the difference between the Maimer Azal, between the saying of the sages of blessed memory, v'er brengtzich in Nidorim, as we find in the Gemara Nidorim, and v'er brengtzich in Shabbos, and the way it's brought down in Gemara Shabbos. So Vishun did Svei in Yonim Anal, between these two of these idea, which we have on one, you have Giber Va'oshir, those are the physical wholesomeness, Aleph Giber Va'oshir, on base, on of humility. Chotch Bechlal is another Atnai, although that humility is a condition, which is even more necessary, important, has to be in order to get the resting of the divine vigavura nashirus, then strength and wealth, is ober bifrat echod, but in one aspect, gavura vashirus, strength and wealth, shaykh mer beoifin yoshur to nevua, it is more directly connected to prophecy, which is Hashanah Sashchina, resting of the divine. Vorum der Inyan fun Anova, this concept of humility, is a Inyan Kloli. It's not associated specifically with prophecy, it's a general idea. Vosirit on nit nor dem Inyan Hanevua, that doesn't just touch the idea of prophecy. In order for Hashem to prophesize the human beings, you need to be humble. No, this is negeya, but this is a general, this is important. Bechlau, in general, to the Shaykhis un Hashro, Bechlau from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the connection and the resting in general, not only as a Novi, but Hashem's presence, you need to have the character, you need to be humble, the humility. Kimefurish b'shas shom, as clearly articulated in the Gemara there, Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hashem says, Ein ani v'hu yecholim lodur ba'olam. I and he cannot live together in the world. Forget about prophecy. We can't be in the world together. Unoch merer, and even more than this, b'lishoyin ha'yedua, the known language, this is used in Chassidus, in Tanya, we use the lashon that Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shoyre El Al Dover Shabbat Lesli Yisbarach. God does not rest but on an item which is subjugated to Him. Lesli Mashenken Gvura Vashiris, but as opposed to, so the characteristic of Anova is not uniquely associated with prophecy, but it's necessary for the divine presence at all in any case, and cannot be existent with if there's no humility. Mashenking Vura Vashiris, as opposed to strength and wealth, Dainin Shaykh Nor to Nevuah, they only apply to prophecy. Kishem vi inyan hanevuah foder dem tachlis ashlemus for my lesodom, just like prophecy requires, demands the ultimate whole completeness from the advantage of the person, as the Rambam brings down the Chochm, Godel b'Chochma Gibber b'Midosav Chulu, on a spiritual level, to be a great wise man and also strong in the character traits. Kenal, as earlier, Fodr das Eich, these Tachlis Hashlemus, that also demands, needs the ultimate wholesomeness in Metzius Odom B'Gashmis, in the person's existence physically, Gvura Saguf and Ashiris, to be strength in the body and wealth. V'yesh lahoisif, so why take? So the Rebbe is going to explain that those are in the physical characteristics actually help in the service of Hashem, as we find that having one's needs met by Hashem is basically not just to have financial and physical wealth, but that's the way they'll be able to learn Torah without distraction, by having what they need. So the fact that he's healthy and he's strong and he's wealthy also serves physically that spiritual need. So we can add, this is similar, Mashakosu Rambam in Hilchos Teshuva. The Rambam writes in the Laws of Teshuva, "Benigeya to the Yehudim Gashmi Shebetoyra," when he addresses the physical promises that the Torah promises for keeping the Torah, "Dozainin Nitkin Schar if Torah Mitzvahs," that is not considered to be a reward for Torah Mitzvahs. Nor is but they're rather a benefit and a support to shleimus, that a person should be able to reach wholesomeness. The study of Torah and observance of mitzvahs. The Eberster nemt arop, by providing all of the physical promises, the Eberster removes kol hadvorim amoinim esonu, all matters that prevent us for learning Torah, mekayim zayin mitzvahs, to study Torah and observing mitzvahs. When that is mashpia, and he gives us the flow of kol hatoves hamachazikis es yedenu, all the good that support our hands, lasis es hatoyla. So he gives us all the good things to strengthen, support our hands to do the Torah. You're going, for example, soiva, there should be plenty of food, v'sholem, and peace, and should be a lots of gold, silver and gold, kidei, shaloi nasi kol yemenu, so that we should not need to occupy all of our days, bedvorim, shaguf tzarich lem, in matters that the body needs them, elonesha pnuyim, but we should be able to sit free, lilmeg b'chochma, to study chochma, velasis ha-mitzvah chulon, to do the mitzvahs. So, bal derech ze yeshlema b'negei ha-novi. So similar to this, we can say, as it relates to a prophet, as when zainen de milas von chochem godel giber b'midas zechulu, when are his advantages for being a great chochem and strong in character, when is it complete, when is it whole, is be'eser atoich de milas hagashmis from gevura v'ashirus, if he also have these physical advantages of strength and wealth, that supports the strength and the wisdom that he has on the spiritual level. So, Ches. So now the Rebbe said, "Yeshleim arev tzufar enterun fagleichen the tzvei sugis ha-gemores." So now, in order, we can say, to answer. Now we know this difference between humility and the other characters. They're not essential leida, but yet they are prerequisites that require. But how do we answer these two gemaras? So in order to answer and straighten out the tzvei sugyas ha-gemara, the two discussions of the gemara in the Dorim and Shabbos, as in Masechta Shabbos retzich vegen nevua b'madrega gavoya. Masechet Shabbos, it talks about prophecy on a very high level. Uninidorim And in the Gemara Vegna Nevuah b'Madreig Lamata Mehanal, Nedarim talks on a lower level, not on the highest level of prophecy. Oder Hashros Hashchina b'Chlal, or we can say that he's not even talking about prophecy, but talking about the resting of the divine. And the Rebbe says to explain this that there is different levels. It's not one level of nevuah. There's not one level of the divine presence because there's different levels. Ubahagdim, and by first introducing in them inyan for shchina shoyra, in the idea that the divine rests, and faran ribu madreges, there are multiple levels. Onohibindik for nevuas Moshe. To start with, on the highest level comes the prophecy of Moshe. Bishle Musa in its wholesomeness. Biz to the on the other extreme, we have a kol beyasoda shchinte shadi. You'll have the divine rest if there is 10 people. The avshena medabrim b'divrei Torah, even when they don't speak words of Torah. So there is a sense of shchina there. Unafile by Moshe gufa zayne given kamadargis. Even by Moshe itself, there were many different steps and levels. Nevuas Moshe beparshosein b'kvishle Musa, his prophecy at his most complete way, ke beparshoseinu, like recorded in our parsha, which says v'nemar v'lekom nove ut ki Moshe goymer. The pasuk said there was never a prophet like Moshe to prove the prophecy of Moshe, which is in the highest level in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that is Moshe Rabbeinu in its highest level. And then you had a little less. This is given Eider was this Asher Moshe, the level of Nevuah that before Moshe became wealthy, Mipsalos and Shaluchas, from the leftover of the Luchas. Was in them is kolul zman la'achre shekibul Torah miSinai. Also, time after he received Torah miSinai, and still he did not become yet the level of Oshir, because that was later on when it was Psolucha. Then you had a lower level, the lamed ches shono v'nidin zayne given in Midbar, the 38 years that the Jews were in the desert. Eider was tamo ancha hamilchom alamus. Before the end of the people of the age of the war, before they, when they died before that, Hashem did not unite with Moshe, Beloshen Chiba, Ponim El Ponim, face to face. The Yishvadas, the Oid, or Yishvadas, but on in Rashi over there, and further. So that's basically, we see that there is actually lots of different levels of the Shekhinah's resting to come down. So saying that there is a difference between the Gemara and Shabbos, which talks of the highest level, and the Gemara of Nedarim, which talks on a lower level, or Ashros, Ashkhinah in general, is euch verstandig the Shina Aloshin in the Sugya is the difference of languages in these Gemaras. Ein Hashchina Shoira and Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashir Hashchina. So the Shechina does not rest, or Hashem does not make His Shechina rest. This is Yedua the Klal. It's known, the rule, as Davka Gavoya B'Yosid is Shoira Lamat Yosid. That it's specifically that which is on a higher level rests on a very lower level. Und der Iber in Meseches Nedorim wo es retzich, in the tract of Nedorim we're talking about Vengeine was is Lamato Yesu, which is a lower level. Hot nit the Alamailas, he doesn't have all of the advantages via Ois Gerech de Mesechta Shabbos, as in Umar Mesechta Shabbos, it's a lower level of prophecy. Und der Fahr ist bei ihm voran nur den Ingen von einer Wua Pchusse Yoser. That's why he only has the idea, the concept of a lesser level of Nevuah, or the Hashros HaShechina Bechlal, or perhaps just the resting of the Shechina, not even Nevuah. Kumt die Hashro mi Gavoya Yoser. So that comes from a higher, because it has to go down lower. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashre Shechinose. That's why the Lashon is there. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashre Shechinose, because it has to come from Hashem. Mashen Kenim Sechte Shabbos Vos Retzich Vegun Nevua. B'madrega Gavoy, over there we're talking about Nevua on a higher level. Is HaShechina Shoyrev Zich Alein. Then the Shechina comes by itself. It's not somebody making it rest, but it comes on its own. Based on this, we'll also understand the other changes of language in these two sugyas. In Masechta Shabbos was Retzach Vegen Hashros HaNevuah. Over there, it's written about the resting of the prophecy. The far is Zog Digamore, as the Erste Tnai is a Zolzayin Achochem. First condition, it needs to be Achochem. First comes Achochem. Vos Becholos. Generally, when you say Chacham, is those koydal alla mailis sichlius. This would include all intellectual advantages and also mailis hamidus, and also all the advantages of the emotions. While oich di shleimus in mailis hamidus, because also where does the wholesomeness in the advantages the midus come therefrom? Vaser zich misgaber bedaita al yitzray. The Rambam says he overpowered with his mind over the yitzer. So it all goes back to the seichel. When his yetzer never overpowers him, is by him do the shleimus for milus hasichlis. Then there is the advantage of the milus, that of the intellectual milus. But thus is akele to nevua shoyde kenal barucha. That becomes the vessel for the nevua resting. Like we said before, you have the shleimus. That is part of what it takes to have the Nevuah resting. That's why it says Chocham, which would include everybody. In Yonim Umayel, over here in the Gemara, this means actually physically also. We're talking about Gashmi, but Zayin and Tnoim and Protim, these are conditioned details, was helpful and given to Shleimus. They help and they add wholesomeness in the Maila von Chochem on the advantage of Chochem. High time, for that reason, where dort nit der mont onov doesn't mention humility, but does that night klolli, that's a general condition. So mashaych is to my person to need to be connected to Hashem, or need davke to Hashros HaNevuah, not specifically to the resting of prophecy. You need to be an onov in general. Oh, but in the Dorim, but in the Morin Dorim, Retzich nit wegen dit noyim, welche neid seinen netik zu Ashros HaNevuah b'myuchad. Over there, we're not talking about conditions necessary only for prophecy. Not oichu be'ikir, but mainly and also to the klolus diker, Hashroa v'shaychus, the generally resting and connection, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu mita ben odin dolamata from Hashem with a human being over here below. Und der Fahr rechen dort die Gemara euch onof. That's what the Gemara mentions there onof too. Was bringt zu dem, being humble, as a Kodesh Baruch Hu soll schöner sein, that God should rest. On him. Umehai tag, me heupt dort an die Gemara nicht mit Chochem. Doesn't start with Chochem. Was ist negeben, juchat ba Shros HaNevuah. Shros HaNevuah, you need Chochem. That is the first, might like in the Rambam, like in the Gemara in Shabbos, but not in Gemara in the Dorit. Yud. Apia now Sivhei, based on what we explained before in Sivhei, in the Bir, Yisoid Hadas Shebenevuah, that the foundation of the, what is the religion in prophecy, to know. Bertferentved Nochashai Lerambam, another question that Rambam is answered, based on that, that we need to know in the Yisoid Hadas what the prophecy is, the dark, the drachim of the prophecy. The Sefer HaYikorim is Masbir Dem Tam. The Sefer HaYikorim explains the reason was Arechont Toira Min HaShemayim Alts Iker. He says that the Toira comes from the heaven. That is a principle. Unevuah als ashoidesh mistayv menu, and the prophecy is a root that comes from the fact that Torah is min hashamayim. While hanavua is nitzulib dem, as mentioned zomun visen, because prophecy is not in order that people should know hadvorim ha'ishiyim hamischachim ba'olam, personal matters that take place to come renewed in the world. Or through the prophecy will be renewed new signs or proofs on specific matter. Nor the reason of the prophecy is Kidesha Tagia Hal Yodo Hayishora Elikis Lemin Ha'odom, so that it reaches to the person. As the Rebbe brings down the note, the word Hayishora, Yoshor, you know, to rest upon, the direct, the Rebbe brings the Hora, Alekis Lemin Ha'odom, so that should get godliness to the human being, Shi Torah Min Hashamayim, which is Torah Min Hashamayim. The Nevu is to bring down Torah Min Hashamayim. Based on this, we need to understand that Rambam Alein Zoktor, the Rambam himself says, B'negi'an Novi, it says with regards to a prophet, Imkein Loma Nemer B'toyra Novi, Okim Lohem, Mikerev Acheihem, Acheihem Kamoicho, I will raise for the Yidden, if the Yidden want a Novi, the Ebishter is saying to Moshe, I will raise a Novi from amongst the brother, like you, like Moshe. So he says, Loi lasis dasubo. He's not coming to make a religion. Elo litzaves al divrei haTorah. He's coming to instruct about the words of Torah. L'hazer am shlo yavrolo, and to warn the people not to transgress it. K'vashaharana achren shabahem, like the last one of the prophets in Malachi said about. He says zichru. Torah Moshe Abdi. Remember the Torah Moshe Abdi. It says nor, but it's also the chain im tzivonu b'divrei Shus Chulu. Also, if he has instructed us in optional matters, mitzvah lishmoya lo, it's a mitzvah to listen to him. Vayver al dvarav chayav misa. If you transgress what he says, you'll chayav misa. Abenitzul idem hubo. He's not coming us to tell us mitzvahs, because the mitzvahs already told to us. He's coming to warn us to keep the mitzvahs. Is farvosoter misadir given in the Yud Gimel Ikrim? So how come he organized the Rambam and the 13 main principle in Pirush HaMishnayis Perichelik, in the chapter Chelik in Pirush HaMishnayis, as the Ikrim v'yisoydus in Nevuah Nevuas Moshe, that the principles and the foundation of Vua and Moshe's prophecy, kumen gleich noch die erste fünf ikrim, they come immediately after the first five main v'yisoydes, talks about v'gemetzias hakel, about the existence of God, unas roi la'ovdoi, and that you have to serve him, yisoyd ha'hei was the fifth, koidem, fun de yisoyd ha'shemini, before the, so they come number six after the number five, but they come before the eighth one, the eighth principle, as Torah min hashamayim, und dem yisoydat tishi veng heder hashinu in Torah, that says that there is no change in Torah. That's eight and nine. The Navi should come after that, because the Navi is not coming to change anything. The Rambam haltas ali yud gimul zainen ikrim. The Rambam's view is that all 13 are main, mit kidas bal ha'ikorim, not like the ikorim that one of them is a result. Afa pikein, is in zei atzmon do dargis umugdom mukhar, yet in them itself, while they're all principles, there is still what comes first and later. Ba'al pi hanal, lifi dvar of gufa, so based on the above, according to his words, hoter zei yisoyd avov veg nevuah, when you say that Zion, Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu, talking about Nevuah Moshe Rabbeinu, Gitzdav Stel and Nochdi, you say this Vekin Torah, you should have put them after. the foundation after the basis of Torah. Oich. So basically, what the Rebbe is asking, that the Baal HaIkrim, he goes as far as saying that Nevuah is not even a Shodesh by itself. He disagrees with the Rambam that Nevuah is a principle by itself, because he says that Torah min haShamayim is the principle, and the Nevuah is a branch which the Navi tells us to keep, that the Torah is min haShamayim. Everything that the Navi does is not a new principle, is to come and achieve the person should get min haShamayim as a follow-up to the Torah min haShamayim. But the Rambam does count it as a Iker. The one of the 13 principles is not a mistayv, but it's a principle in and of itself. One of the principles. But there's also an order in the Rambam, which listing. So we have the five listings of the first five. It seems like the eighth one, which talks about that the Torah is min haShamayim, and that Torah doesn't change, that should have been the sixth and the seventh, seems like. Because the Rambam himself also agrees, even though he considers everything a principle, Nevi is a principle, but the Rambam is also says that the main thing of a Navi, the Rebbe had brought down, is to encourage about Torah's Moshe, not to be Mechadish. Sometimes he also tells us, Dover HaRishus, and one who violates is liable for Misa, but that's not his main purpose. So why doesn't the Rambam first bring down the eighth and ninth principle, make them the sixth and the seventh, and then he should bring down about the Navi, because the Navi follows the idea that the Torah is min haShamayim and lo tiyeh muchlefes, and that's what the Navi is coming to strengthen. Further, the Rebbe says, Oich, was is negei in Sefer HaYad? Why is it important in the Rambam, Sefer HaYad? Ados vosokel menabes bnei ha'odom is mi soide hadas, that the Hashem prophesizing human beings is part of the religion. Why is that important? The Rambam has to bring down that we have to listen to the Navi, but not to say that this is a principle in religion. Kedei zu folgen dem Navi, in order that we must listen to the Navi, is lechayda b'loiz negeye visen, it's only important to know as is a mitzvah l'shmaya mimenu. It's a mitzvah to hear from him. Unatam al zeh, and the reason we need to, not because it's a major principle, is val shenemar elof tishmon, because you got to listen to him. Atzivui Chodosh Proti, this is a new specific command. It's not a religion, it's not in general. It's a very specific mitzvah to listen to the Navi. But based upon what the Rebbe explained before about the different aspects of the Navi, we can explain about it, these different characteristics that the Navi needs to become, his das needs to become connected to Hashem. So v'api anal yuvan, der gilui ha-nevuot zu nevi'im is be'oifun. The revelation of the prophecy to the nevi'im is in such a way, as the Novi verdovuk umuchad mit Dvar Havayah. The Novi becomes connected and united with the Dvar Hashem. Bis to the extent as the Dvar Hashem is zich mislabesh b'sichlom v'asagosum. The word of Hashem dresses up in their intellect, in their grasp. B'mara nevuah, in the vision of prophecy, v'gam b'machshavtum v'diburom, and also in their thought, in their speech, they become one. K'meshekosum ruach Hashem diber bi. It's the Spirit of Hashem that speaks in me. That means that He is united. U'milosoi al l'shoni. The word of Hashem is on my tongue. That means that He becomes one with the Eberster. The Ongedaita in Rambam, as hinted and pointed out in the Rambam, and also Umavur Barucha B'Kabbal V'Chassidus, and also explained at length in Kabbal and Chassidus. So, that level of connection, of unity, is something which is on the highest level of the prophecy. So, the Rebbe breaks it down in three levels. Bechlal zayin in nevuah dot svei drei inyanim. There's three matters. Aleph, it's really two, but there's divided into three. Two is the union, one is a union, and one is a mitzvah. But within the mitzvah, we have two also. Aleph, Torah zokt noki novi okim lahem mikerev achem kamoicha goymer kedei letzavis al divrei Torah. That's the Torah tells us about that the Eibishter will give us a novi to command on the words of Torah, to instruct us about Torah. Beis, then you have a mitzvah sasei b'fnei atzmei as mendar folgra novi, that you got to listen to the novi. One thing is that the Eibishter will set up a Navi to tell you, but you need to listen to him. Einefut Tariag Mitzvahs, it's one of the 630 mitzvahs. Eluf Tishmo, and you got to listen to him. Vayiver al dvarav chayim misvei deshamayim chulin. One who violates the words of the prophet is liable for misvei deshamayim. But then we have a whole other category, a principle in religion. As is miyisoy dehadas. It's one of the principle, the basis of our religion. Not so much to fulfill the positive mitzvah, to listen to him, nor leida. There is a principle to know that the Eibishter gives prophecy to humans, and the prophecy only rests upon Gibber and Bechochem, as the Rambam brought down. As the Eibishter vert nizgale, that the Eibishter reveals himself, gilos soidoi. His secret he reveals, that is menabes b'nei ha'odom. He makes humans, he prophesizes. Then ba'oifun shel hisachdus in dem das ha'novi, in a way that he unites in the mind of the novi. Mislabeshes b'sichlom v'sagosim, it dresses up in their intellect and their grasp. Bis to the shleimus bazet, to the extreme wholesomeness in this, is the vus Moshe Rabbeinu. The Moshe Rabbeinu's prophecy was misnabe, that was what? That he was prophesizing, v'or v'aymed, he was awakening, he was standing. Kacho yekoyach b'daito shel Moshe Rabbeinu, so it was in the power of Moshe Rabbeinu, his mind, lahovin divra nevuah, to understand the prophecy, the words, and he can stand whole there. With all the protein, with all the details, the Rambam is Ma'arich Bazeh, as the Rambam at length goes into this in the Mehemshech HaPerek and Hilchos Yisoid HaTorah, in the continuation of the chapter in the Lo Yisoid HaTorah. And in Iker HaZayin, in Perek Chelek, and in its seventh principle, in the Perek Chelek of the 13 principle, bis
to the extent v'nikshara daita litzur elamim, that his mind is tied to the rock of the worlds, to Hashem, and that ray never left him. And his face shined, v'niskadesh kimalochim, he became holy like the angel. Balpizeis move on. So now this is not about the mitzvah, but this is a separate, this is a principle. Balpizeis move on, these soydus vegan nevuas, that these bases about prophecy, kumen gleich behemshus to the soydus v'ikorim, why this comes as a continuation to the basis and the principles Megamitzius Hashem, about the existence of Hashem, Behemshech Yisoida Chamishi, and following the fifth basis, Shehakadosh Baruch Hu Levadei Royu LaOvdei, that Hashem Himself is fit to worship Him. Unoich Dos Vod the Rambam at Arangishtol in Sefer Ayat the Dosim Yisoida Adas, and also the fact that the Rambam put into the Sefer Ayah that this is from the base of the religion. Because knowing this is negeya in Hemshech to Yediyas Mitzias Hashem, this is important as a continuation. You know the existence of Hashem, unzain gilu soydei, and that he revealed his secret. Gilu yupu'ulo gluyem vel, that's a revelation and an open action in the world to create and have these Nevi'im. And that's why this belongs as the sixth principle, because that's a separate level that the mitzvah, that takevut. But here the Rambam is talking as a principle and as a knowledge to know, to acknowledge, because this is Leda, to acknowledge this is part of our religion, not just to listen to our Navi, or else it would have been later on. And this explains why the Rambam says Leda, as the Rebbe explained the Sikha. It's a very complex, I need to do it again, but we did the best we can for the first review. This is Mesichas Chag HaShavuos, Tovshin Lamed Dalet.